Of course, the main story and the longest story, but to me, not nearly as significant as one I almost overlooked. What could be the most watched unidentified flying object in the history of sightings hovered over 67,000 people in the Louisiana State University football stadium in Baton Rouge last night. And you want to know how many of those remembered every childhood prayer they ever heard, man? Lord, I'll clean up my act. Just get that thing out of here. But the object remained in sight for more than 20 minutes and prompted a roar from the crowd. The ones who hadn't fainted. A UPI newsman who watched it said that it displayed red and blue lights. It didn't say in what order or what they meant. Police, however, chased the object in a helicopter. You know, costs us $1.5 million to build one of those jets that you can't even see go by. And he sparks out there chasing a thing that came from Andromeda in a helicopter, man. They're lucky they didn't throw a giant locust on them. But police chased the object in a helicopter for... But I would have done the same thing. You kidding? I'd have done it on foot. You know how these things get lost in the swamps. For 20 miles southwest of Baton Rouge before losing it. That even prompted me to go back to the newsroom. I said, man, it must be kind of a follow-up. Because that's one of those things they put in the news, you know, that always seems to be happening in England. But when you got 67,000 people, man. Most of whom know the words to the Star Spangled Banner and, you know, take care of business one way or another. They're where'd we go wrong? And moves to impeach President Nixon seem certain when Congress returns to Capitol Hill Tuesday. The president himself set up the showdown yesterday when he closed the government special Watergate investigating unit and fired special prosecutor Archibald Cox. The firing of Cox cost the president the services of two of his top administrators and touched off a series of demands for his impeachment. Attorney General Elliot Richardson resigned rather than carry out Nixon's orders to fire Cox, and Deputy Attorney General William Ruckelshaus was also fired when he also refused to do the same. The president named U.S. Solicitor General Robert Bork acting Attorney General, and then Bork fired Cox. What the hell? If I don't, someone else will. That's how these things get started. What are we doing here in Stalingrad? I don't know. Ask the driver. I thought I was buying a Mercedes. No. Anyway, Bobby Dale will be back with news, KSFO weather, and a little help from my friend.
Hi, I'm Bill Wade, and I'm talking to Campfire Girl Karen Fukutaki.